Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are all here with me today. We have another wonderful episode, and we have one of those episodes that my loyal listeners tell me you love so much. That's just me and you, which means if you're on the Facebook video on our Inspired Thoughts Facebook page or any of the pages, type in your comments and questions throughout the show. I will make sure to get to everything you guys post about. So welcome to the show today. I hope you had a chance to catch the two prior shows on Talk Radio NYC today, Hot Women Rock with Pat Duckworth and Dismantle Racism with Reverend Dr. TLC. Two wonderful new shows that have just started in recent weeks. Pat's show just started 2 weeks ago, and Reverend Dr. Tara Lynn's show started, I don't know, like 3-4 weeks ago. So they're all relatively new. The lineup is building here on talkradio.nyc. I hope you're enjoying the new shows. Let us know. Please feel free to email me at sam@talkradio.nyc and let me know what you think about the new shows. And if you know anybody who you feel would be a wonderful addition to the network, we're always looking for great people to add to our network that are in alignment with our values of empowering, uplifting, educating, and inspiring people. So today I'm going to be talking about being curious on the adventure. And it's actually a term that comes from my dear friend, Jennifer Huff. And I was recently at a retreat with her, and we'll be talking more about that throughout the show. But of course, we're going to start first with our little section from my book, Everyday Awakening. As many of you loyal listeners know, I've been, instead of doing my typical quotes of the day from Mike Dooley and the Universe and Abraham, I've started doing just a little section of my book. And I think today's section, again, it's apropos. It's always so amazing, the synchronicities in life. And so today's section is entitled, When We Surrender, Life Takes Care of Itself. Sometimes when we feel like we're pounding our head against a wall, it's time to stop. If we take the time to reflect on it, we might find something is off. We think the wall is on the outside, yet it might just be that the wall is inside of us. We may feel that life is putting obstacles in our path, that things are just getting harder and harder for no reason. We may feel resistance all around us, and nothing may seem to be working out. Perhaps that is the time life is telling us something. Perhaps that is the time to take a closer look inside to see where our resistance is, to find out where we are not surrendering. Blockages in our lives are not generated by people and events in the external world. They are internal, energetic blockages that keep us from where we want to go. They are signs that we have some resistance to receiving or to giving. Or perhaps we are just resistant to letting go of control, thinking we know what's best. Yet our perspective is so limited. Can we really know what is best for the future? Can we truly see what will happen in 5, 10, 15, or 15 years? Perhaps that disaster of a vacation will turn out to be the last time you spend with a close relative. Or maybe you will be able to avoid a crash on the way home because you had to turn back to get something you forgot. We sometimes think we need to manage the universe, but actually, the universe is quite capable of managing itself perfectly. So where do you have resistance to let go of? Where are you stuck on controlling a specific situation? Can you let go of control? Can you surrender even a little? And really what I'm talking about in this quote is And I guess it's a little bit more to it than what I wrote. But the next further step of it is when we do surrender, when we do let go, when we do stop trying to force things, and when we just surrender to what is instead of trying to make things what we want them to be, and we practice some self-care, and we just focus on taking care of ourselves in the process and not trying to push and force things so much, that life has an amazing way of taking care of us. And it's kind of funny. And when I reflect back on my life, especially in the last few years, that when I've taken time to just take care of myself, that suddenly like things started working out for me. I remember one time my wife and I, we decided to take a vacation in June. And we usually don't take a vacation in June. We usually, you know, we close the business for 2 weeks at the end of the year. You know, we usually take vacations around holidays, like usually around Thanksgiving, around Christmas time. But we don't usually, you know, take time off in the summer in the past. But I remember this one specific year where we decided to take our vacation in June. And we were waiting on some different things to happen. My wife had applied to some insurance panels. We were trying to move things forward, the business. And we just said, you know what? That's it. We're going on vacation. And we had somebody to take care of things for us while we were away. And when we come back, it was so amazing. The business jumped to a new level when we came back because we gave it space. Because we surrendered to what we were feeling at the time, which is we need a break. We need to remove ourselves from the business, from the situation. We come back. And while we were away, she got approved again, some insurance panels. I had people contacting me about doing shows. Like the businesses just flourished. And so that was a big lesson for me. It was a big teaching moment for me. Because what we had done was really just took care of ourselves, our own needs, and give some space to life. And sure enough, we come back and things are better. Now, this is not to say that, you know, every time we took time off, like things got better. Or it's not to say that, you know, if you're stuck in a particular situation, like go away on a vacation and come back and see what happens. It's about feeling what's right for you and what's right in the moment, but really about surrendering to what's going on. And that's what this section of the book is about. It's about, you know, when we come up against resistance, when we're finding some trouble, what we feel like we have to push through something. I'm really not a big believer in pushing through stuff. I know like there are a lot of, you know, personal development people, and it's like, you got to push through, you got to work hard, you know, you got to just persevere through it. And just, I see in my life, that doesn't work. I mean, does it mean that pushing through doesn't get you through something? Yeah, absolutely. You can get through it. But my question would be, at what cost? At what cost to your health, to your relationships, to your life? Pushing through sometimes is the appropriate thing. But is it the appropriate thing all the time? Is it the appropriate thing most times? In my experience, not really. Not really. And it's really, I mean, I just found it so curious that when we release the need for things to go the way we want them to go, the way we think they should go, when we stop cornering the life into a corner and saying, like, it's got to look like this, and this has got to happen, and I need this to happen. When we let go of that and we just give space to possibilities, to the magic of life, it's really interesting how things can work out. And there are so many examples in my life where once I let go of something needing to be a certain way, then things just happened. I spoke about it earlier on the show, but back in the fall, we're in the middle of the lockdown. I've mentioned about how I've been training to become a facilitator in this particular lineage. And we'd been doing things virtually through Zoom. And while I saw the value of it, it just didn't feel right for me in the moment. And I went to my mentor and I said, you know, I don't want to train this virtual stuff. I want to stick to doing stuff in person. I'll wait until things are safe to do. And then the next week he was like, you know, when you told me that, I was going to graduate you. I just, you know, hadn't found the time to call you and talk to you about it. And I was like, oh. So kind of as soon as I surrendered, as soon as I let go of the need to graduate, the need to become a facilitator, and just said, you know what, it'll happen when it happens. You know, life will work out. Things will work out the best way possible. It happened. It manifested for me. And that was a big deal for me. Now, I mean, that was something that was more than just around surrendering. I mean, it was about surrendering, but it was also about non-attachment and non-resistance. But again, I think what this section, when I wrote it, and the message for people who are listening today, it's really about if you feel like you're hitting the head against the wall, if you feel like you're walking in quicksand, if you feel like just you're managing everything, you're pushing in all kinds of directions and nothing's working out, nothing's happening, that if pushing isn't really working for you in your life right now, perhaps it's time to take a different tact. Perhaps it's time to say, you know what, life, I surrender. What my mind, what my ego, what my perspective, how I've been showing up just isn't working. So maybe I just need to take a step back. I need to maybe practice some self-care, do something that's going to help me to feel, and this is you I'm talking about, but me feel better. And I'm just going to leave it in your hands. And some people may say, I'm going to leave it in God's hands. I like to say life or the universe, to just surrender and let go and leave it in life's hands, whatever life means to you. And to give some space and some time, and to just let things unfold naturally. It's so interesting. I mean, it's so much easier than pushing. It can be challenging. It's challenging to our ego because our ego wants things to be a certain way. But I just wonder what life would be like for more people if we all sort of adopted this philosophy of not pushing, but just doing what comes up for us, allowing things to unfold naturally. I mean, yeah, we have to show up and do our part. But I just wonder, what would the world be like if we all stopped pushing so much and we just allowed things to happen more naturally? I'm not saying we don't work. I'm not saying we don't put effort in. I'm not saying we don't put our energy or our focus in. Absolutely all essential. But when we meet that resistance, when we feel that things are just not happening, that maybe that's an indication from life in the universe that it's time to take a step back, take the foot off the gas pedal, and maybe just take a break from all that pushing and take some time to take care of ourselves and really meet our not just our physical needs, but our emotional needs, our mental needs, our spiritual needs. And see what happens. You know? Who knows? Who knows? So, a wonderful section from my book entitled When We Surrender, Life Takes Care of Itself. The book, of course, Everyday Awakening, which you can get by simply going to www.everydayawakeningbook.com. And for those of you who have gotten my book, I would really love if you would be so kind as to leave a review on Amazon. What have you gotten out of the book? How has it touched you? What did it mean to you? I would really love to get some more feedback and to hear your stories if you have gotten the book. And if you have and you liked it and you thought it was good, like, share it with a friend. Absolutely. Let other people know about it. It's so funny. I recently dropped off a copy at a local pharmacy where I got my shot, and they had a little section for like local authors. And I was like, oh, you know, I have a book. Would you be willing? And he's like, yeah, sure. So I brought it in. He gave me some money for it, put it up there. I was there over the weekend and it was gone. And I was like, oh, and he's like, yeah. Oh, and after I sold that, another person asked about the book. So can you bring me three copies next time? I'm like, absolutely. I'm ordering more tomorrow and I'll bring in some more copies. So you just never know. Anyway, so when we come back from break, I'm going to delve into our topic for today, which is all around being curious on the adventure. And I'm going to relate some things that happened just last week. I was in Asheville, North Carolina for a retreat. And I just want to relate some of the things that I experienced, some of the things that I learned, to show how being curious on the adventure can actually serve us in tremendous ways. So you are listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on talkradio.nyc and all over Facebook Live. And we will be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you interested in having a better relationship with yourself, others, and God? Greetings. I'm your host, Dr. George Andow, for the show, A Journey Through Into Awareness. On my show, we journey into the awareness that the mind of God is the true seat of our personal consciousness. We join together each Monday at 7 p.m., so tune in on Talk Radio NYC.
Did you know that nearly one in five adults in the U.S. battles mental illness? Hi, my name is Albert Dabba. I'm the host of the show Extra Innings. Extra Innings, I discuss the topics of wellness, mental health, and the experience of surviving multiple suicides within my family. Listen live every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern to Extra Innings for discussions with sports figures, artists, mental health professionals, and many others. That's Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am so happy you're here with me today. We're doing one of these shows that's just myself and you. No guest today. So please, if you're listening live on the Facebook Live, check in, let me know where you are, ask your questions, give me your comments. I'll get to all of it today. So the title of today's show is Being Curious on the Adventure. And it's a phrase I got from my dear friend, Jennifer Huff. And I've known Jennifer for several years now. I met her through the Evolutionary Business Council, same as Dr. Terrilyn Curry Avery and Pat Duckworth, who I both know from the Evolutionary Business Council. I'm very pleased they've joined the network. And Jennifer is, I don't know how to categorize her, but I'm going to call her a spiritual teacher. And I really love her view on things. And when I first met her, there were just ways she put things, phrases she said that crystallized thoughts and feelings that I had around life that she just articulated so well. And the big one of that, which you'll hear me say many, many times, and it's in my book, and I always want to give Jennifer credit for this, and that's life happens for you, not to you. And another phrase she likes to use a lot is being curious on the adventure. Why be curious? Well, oftentimes we come across a situation where we think in the moment, this is not so good. This is challenging. This is difficult. And we approach the situation with this kind of judgment that it's quote unquote bad or wrong or not really something that serves us. And because in the moment we may think that. And when we're in that, if you notice yourself, you kind of like tense up, you tighten up, and it makes it actually more challenging to get through whatever situation we're trying to get through in the moment. And what I've found is that in those kinds of situations, curiosity is one of our greatest tools. Because if we can shift from judgment, from making something wrong or bad, from resistance into curiosity, that suddenly, like, things open up, that tension gets dispelled and we release it. And actually we can find all kinds of ways of getting through whatever it is that we're in the middle of with more fun and more energy. And things can actually work out better for us than we had ever imagined. And so a lot of being curious is like, I wonder where this path, this choice is going to take me. I wonder, you know, what's going to happen. And I bring this up because there's so much that's happened in my life and there's so much that's gone on that really just being open and just being curious about it has so changed my life. And I'll go back to a little more than 11 years ago. I was at a party at a friend's apartment in Chelsea. And a friend of mine brings this guy to the party and says, Sam, you got to talk to my friend. And I'm like, okay. And I'm looking at this guy and he's got a shaved head and he's can tell he's a little awkward in a social situation. And, you know, I could have very easily just brushed it off and said, oh, hi, how you doing? Bye. And, you know, I could have like just left it. But I stayed in curiosity and I was like, okay, let me talk to this guy, ask him a bunch of questions. Found out this guy was going to become a Buddhist monk and he was selling off his business. And I thought maybe I could help him. And I went to a meeting and instead I thought, well, you know what? This is such a good deal. Maybe I'll buy the business from him. And I just, it's so interesting how one decision of just being present with him, meeting with him, learning about the business, and then eventually buying it myself with my wife, it so totally changed the course of my life. My main work now, which is working on the radio station, building it up, the wellness center, my personal brand of the Conscious Consultant. I cannot tell you how many different ways that one meeting has shifted my life. And again, if I had not been curious, and I'm just naturally curious when it comes to people, certain things I'm not that curious about. But people fascinate me. People I find are so interesting, so curious. Even people who I find distasteful, they're curious in their distaste. But you know, it's being curious has like helped me so much. And so again, by just being open and being curious in that situation, like, oh. Like, look where I am now, 11 years later. I never would have imagined that I would be where I am today, in no small part because of that one little decision, that one thing of being curious. Okay, great. That's one example. Another example of going back to my mentioning before about becoming a facilitator in this lineage. The way I got introduced to lineage was so interesting because I just got a text from a friend on a Friday afternoon to come to some kind of open house. He wrote all this stuff. I really didn't even know what he was saying in the text. And my wife was away at a conference that weekend. I thought I was going to get together with a friend who ghosted me, like disappeared on me. And I was like, let me check this out. And I'm looking at it and I had no idea what my friend was saying. Again, the same friend who introduced me to Giorgio, who I got the business from. And I look and the location of this place is 7 blocks from where I live. And I was like, 7 blocks from where I live? It's a Friday night. I don't have really anything else to do. Why would I not go to this thing? Kept my curiosity, was open to it. Once I found out what it was all about, my initial reaction was no, not interested, not my kind of thing, doesn't sound like what I'm in, because of just programming and things I had heard from other people before. But again, staying curious, walking home those 7 blocks going, I wonder what it would be like. I mean, I can like go to a ceremony. I can try this once. And you know, if I don't like it, I don't know any of these people except my friend who introduced me to them. I never have to see any of them again. So I stayed in curiosity and I went to this little open house and I went to the ceremony the next day. And again, something that's completely shifted my life. That was 7 years ago. And I cannot tell you the amount of change in my life that's happened over the last 7 years because I stayed curious and because of that one little decision of going to that and being open and trying this ceremonial work. And I'm so, so grateful for it. And I'm so happy that I allowed myself to stay curious on the adventure, to wonder what if. So I'm just trying to relate some of the things that can happen and can unfold when we stay curious. And I hope, you know, this resonates with some of you. I see Patty on the Facebook Live saying that I've opened her eyes to so much. And thank you, Patty. I appreciate you being a loyal listener and always tuning in. I hope you're okay out there in Tucson. I know it's really hot out there right now. It's been pretty warm here in New York City. I'm actually a little bit tired from the heat. Anyway, so when we come back, I actually want to get into this retreat I was just on, sort of how I came to go to the retreat and some of the curious things that happened on the retreat. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we will be right back after these messages.
You're listening to
Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Hey everybody, it's Tommy D, the Nonprofit Sector Connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host the program Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Do you run or are ready to open your own business? Hi, I'm Jeremiah Fox. I've been operating and opening small business for the last 25 years, and I'm the host of the new show, The Entrepreneurial Web. Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern Time for insights and stories on the nuances of running small business right here on Fridays at noon, talkradio.nyc.
Hi, I am Joseph Franklin McElroy, host of the new podcast, Wise Content Creates Wealth. It airs on talkradio.nyc every Friday afternoon from 1 p.m. to 2. They say content is king. Well, wise content rules the world. Every episode features tools and tips for content marketing and business people telling the wise content stories of that success. Tune in every Friday from 1 p.m. to 2 on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Thank you all for joining me today. I hope you're getting ready if you're in the United States for the 4th of July weekend. I'm actually taking Monday off. Yes, and that reminds me, there are no new live shows on Monday, July 5th in observance of the holiday. We'll just be rerunning existing shows. So we're talking in this show about being curious on the adventure. And when I say the adventure, you know, we're talking about life. Being curious about life, about what presents, using curiosity as a tool to help us get through difficult times. Now, it's a tool not just for helping us get through difficult times. It's a tool for helping us to just embrace more of life and to have more fun and to learn and be open. And oftentimes, you know, I said, you know, we don't really know what can happen 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years from now. And so being curious is really about just being open to the magic of life. I cannot say it enough. And so it's kind of interesting. And I'm working now with Jennifer Huff, my friend and teacher. And it's really curious how it came about. So I've known her for a number of years. I love her work. I listen to her. And she was one of the presenters at this year's Evolutionary Business Council annual retreat, virtual retreat this year. And she gifted everyone at the retreat to come to one of her programs. And I came to that program for a discounted price. I was like, for that cheap? Yeah, absolutely. I'm in. And after doing the program, and it was a great program called Thriving Operating System, all about you know, the distinction between surviving well and thriving, which that's a whole topic. I'm definitely going to have to do a whole show on that. And from that, you know, there's the offer to then either take her next class or do something else. And I was kind of a little torn because I wanted to continue working with her. The course, you know, was the next level class was a bit much in terms of money. But I thought, you know what, I would rather just have some private sessions with her, just work with her directly. And so I had a couple of sessions with her. And in those sessions, she would like, you know, I really get the feeling like you should come to my advanced program, my flight school, which is like her premier, you know, high-end program. And I was like, I would love to, but I would love to work out a way because it is a lot of money. And I'm not sure I can just justify that money right now. And she's like, well, funny you should say that because I've been thinking of reviving my podcast. How about if, you know, we work out something where I'll do a show on your network and you can come to the class and everything. And I'm like, perfect. I was thinking the exact same thing. I'm so glad you said that. And so we worked out a deal and you know, we worked out something to make it affordable for me. And I'm thrilled. I'm still, you know, she hasn't started her show quite yet, but she will be. She one of her staff got sick. And so we're waiting for her to get better. But I'm so looking forward to having her come on. I'm thrilled to have her to be part of the network. And that's something that I've wanted for years. But by being curious about, you know, wanting to work with her and showing up and everything, it led to me being able to be part of her advanced program, Flight School, which I have been loving. And it's so interesting because talk about curiosity. I was just like, I feel it in my body. It's a yes. I don't even know what I'm getting myself in for. I know it's like 8 months long, but like, I don't even know what I get for everything that involved with it. And she kind of laughed at it. It's like, wow, that's really doing what presents, which is one of the principles she teaches. And I just knew like I wanted to work with her. I wanted to be in her energy more, in her presence more. And so it turns out that there are actually three retreats included in this program. And so last week was the first retreat for this class where she does two of the retreats in near Asheville where she lives. And I went down to Asheville last week and it was so interesting for me because it was my first time getting on a plane since the pandemic. It was my first time going to an in-person class since the pandemic and my first time being around a group of people since the pandemic. Now I got my shot and, you know, I'm happy to talk to people about vaccines and everything and why my personal choice felt right for me. I don't want to make anybody wrong or right about any decision they make around it. But for me, it just felt right. So I felt okay, but still a little nervous because it's the first time. And I'm you know, wear my mask the whole time. I get to the airport. I get on the plane. The plane actually got down to Asheville a half hour early, which was wonderful. And I had agreed to be sort of part of, we needed a place to stay. We rented an Airbnb and beautiful house, me and two of the other participants who were two wonderful people who were also part of the Evolutionary Business Council. And so the three of us are sharing this house. And one of them I'd met before, I've seen many times at live events. And the other one is someone who I've seen on virtual events, but now met in person, Winnie and Kathleen. And it was so funny. One of the first things I was so fascinating with and so curious about was that Kathleen does plant medicine work the way I do. And one of the medicines that I have worked with a lot is one called Hape or Rape, which is a tobacco paste, a tobacco powder that's a snuff. That many people use in conjunction with other medicines. I use it just on its own. And she did too. And I was like, oh, wonderful. And she was like, hey, let's go for a hike. And the three of us went for a hike. And she was like, afterwards, hey, you want to do some hot bites tonight? I'm like, yeah, wonderful. I like didn't bring my bike with me. I'd love to do it. And so we did. And then not only did it turn out that she also does hot bite, like I do it once or twice a week. She does it like every day. But like she actually got her hot bite from the exact same place that I had just gotten a whole batch of hot bite in, you know, in the last month. And so I found it so curious that I ended up sharing this house with someone who I could just totally relate to and who does the same kind of work. They're both doing the transformational work, and Winnie I love dearly as well. But I just found the synchronicity so curious. And again, just sort of, again, I didn't plan on getting an Airbnb, but Winnie was like, hey, we're going to get an Airbnb. Who wants to join us? And I'm like, yeah, totally. Sign me up. You know, saves me having the trouble of having to look for a place to stay while I'm down there. So, you know, again, just being curious. And it turned out to be such a wonderful experience. I was so grateful to share this beautiful, huge house with these women, so that when we were, you know, made things very easy. I didn't have to rent a car because they both are live in North Carolina and they drove up. So then I didn't have to rent a car, and one person, you know, Kathleen, would drive us back and forth to the retreat center each day, which, you know, 10, 15 minutes away. And it was just a wonderful experience. And again, being curious, if I had not said yes to working with Jennifer, like if I had not been curious enough to say, oh, like I want to work with her, even though she's, you know, more than I usually will spend on working with someone, but she was totally worth it. And then all of this sort of magically unfolding, and that kind of goes back to my quote from the book, or the section of the book about when we surrender, life takes care of itself. I just surrendered. I just showed up to what was presenting, and things were taken care of beautifully, beautifully. So this, for me, curiosity and staying curious on the adventure and just showing up with the, I wonder what if, has served me so much that it's that curiosity, which sort of leads to surrender. Like when you're curious, you sort of surrender to what's going on because you're curious about like what's going to happen. And so those two things together have really helped and served me so, so well. So I hope, like these stories, these illustrations of what happens when we stay curious, when we surrender to what is. And I see Sanaya on the Facebook Live saying universal matchmaking is amazing. Yes, universal matchmaking is wonderful. And it's so interesting of when we just show up with curiosity, show up with, I wonder what if. It's amazing what can happen. So it's time for us to, I can't believe it. I'm already up to the last break of the show. So when we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about being curious on the adventure and kind of tie things up. And yeah, we'll have some fun. So please, if you have any comments or questions, if you're listening on the Facebook Live, post your questions, your comments. Let me know what you're thinking, and we'll get to that here in this last section. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this live every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern, right here on talkradio.nyc. And you can find us on all the different podcasting platforms, Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio. Search for us. We're on all of them. And we will be right back after this.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Are you a small business trying to navigate the COVID-19 related employment laws? Hello, I'm Eric Sauver, employment law business law attorney and host of the new radio show, Employment Law Today. On my show, we'll have guests to discuss the common employment law challenges business owners are facing during these trying times. Tune in on Tuesday evenings from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Gateway to the Smokies. It airs on talkradio.nyc every Tuesday night from 6 p.m. to 7. Every episode is dedicated to memorable experiences in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park and surrounding areas. This show features experts and locals who will expound upon the richness of culture, history, and adventure that awaits you in the Smokies. Tune in every Tuesday from 6 p.m. to 7 on talkradio.nyc.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Thank you all for staying with me during this show. It's one of those shows where it's just me and you. Sanaya and Patty, loyal listeners, I see on the Facebook Live and mentioned their comments before. If you have any questions, this is your last chance. This is the last segment of the show. And also, I would love to get feedback from people. I've had on very interesting guests over the past several months. I've talked about different topics. Let me know, what kinds of things would you like me to talk about on the show? What kinds of people would you like me to have on? I'm kind of booked out with guests until the end of the year. I've got some amazing, amazing people coming up for you. And I'm just starting, I haven't really started to book next year just yet. I'm going to wait till September, but next year I'll be booked out before too long. But if you know somebody really special, someone in alignment, someone you would love to hear me interview, please connect us. You can always reach me at Sam at talkradio.nyc. So we're talking about being curious on the adventure today. And I've related to you a bunch of different stories about just when you're curious, what can show up for you. And there were even more things that happened at the retreat last week, which I've been talking about. And it was just kind of fascinating. There were a total of 10 people in the class. There were 7 people in person and 3 people virtually. And really connecting with people, being curious about people. This one wonderful woman, Jean, who sells crystals, and I love crystals. I talk about them all the time with people. It turns out she does plant medicine work as well. So it was like wonderful. It's like, I can't wait. And as well, there are other people there. And it was just so interesting to me to just see who showed up, what things we kind of work through, what Jennifer had us talk about. And the thing that was really fascinating to me is the way Jennifer runs the class is she talks a little bit and then allows people to ask questions. And although she has topics and things she wants to cover during the class, she doesn't really like make a set agenda of like, okay, this is what we're going to do. But because of the questions that people ask, it brings up different topics that then are totally relate to what she wants to talk about. And we literally got through over these 3 days, all the things that she wanted to talk about just through answering people's questions. And I find that so interesting and so fascinating that when we're just curious how things work out so perfectly, and I'm sure for those of you listening, if you've gone to programs, you've gone to seminars, workshops, boot camps, any of those things, almost all the time, they have their agenda, they have their points, and they got to get through this and get through that and get through this and get through that. And with flight school, it was such a different experience. It was so like, let's see what comes up and let it take us where it's going to take us. And wouldn't you know it, it took us exactly where she wanted to take us. And so that to me was a real big lesson, not just in curiosity and surrender, but in trust. That when we really trust that things are unfolding exactly the way they're supposed to, completely naturally, completely in perfect alignment with the way things will serve us the most, it's so fascinating how actually things work out better than we could have planned it. And that kind of reminds me of early on, many years ago, I took this workshop with this woman, Brandon Bays, and she did this thing called The Journey. And it was this kind of sort of hypnosis, NLP kind of stuff. And in watching how she put together her workshops, and just the way things worked, it was like organized chaos. Like when you showed up, she had like one or two assistants, but then like there weren't even volunteers, just people would ask, oh, is there something I can do to help? Oh yeah, can you do this? Can you set up the room? Can you move the chairs? Can you? And it was like things worked magically in perfect harmony without planning. It was sort of like the way they ran things is we show up and things will work, and they did. And it was so fascinating to me because it was fellow participants, and it's sort of you get into the energy of the room. It's like everyone's there to help each other. And because of that, we all helped not just each other, but we helped the people who were putting on the class. And so everything that needed to get done got done. I mean, yeah, there was a couple of quote unquote staff, a couple of people to make sure that like things needed to happen the way they happened, but they didn't worry about it. They didn't stress over it. They just started to do things and everyone chipped in. And it was so interesting to me watching this unfold because it kind of happened so naturally and so elegantly and so beautifully that even if you had planned things out, you could not have done it as well or as beautiful. And Patty says on the Facebook Live, she says, it's quite remarkable how much we like the same things, a wonderful attraction to others and the subjects you offer. Oh, thank you, Patty. I'm so glad. Yeah, it's really fascinating. We really, even energy workers, even those of us who talk about this stuff and are in this field and do this stuff day in and day out, even myself, I find I often forget how much our energy really brings to us like-minded, like-hearted, and the perfect people that we need in the moment. And that when we stop efforting so much, when we find ways to just be with what's right in front of us, and curiosity being one of the preeminent tools for that, to just be curious with what is right here, right now. What are we feeling? What are we sensing? What are we seeing? What's coming out of our mouth? How not only do things work out perfectly, but life supports us in a way that is even beyond our imagination. I often say that, you know, life has a much better imagination for my life than I do. I mean, I have imagination. There are things I would love to see, experience, create. But it's really curious how, if instead of me holding so tightly those things that I want to see happen, that when I show up in curiosity, that when I show up with an openness, with a surrender to what is going to come to me, that things show up in such a beautiful, magnificent, elegant way that is far beyond what I could have planned. And it's really something that truly amazes me. And it's something that humbles me. It's something that makes me so grateful and gives me such wonder for life. So I hope all these things I've been talking about this hour inspire you. I hope you resonate with them in some fashion. And my intention is that you kind of catch the energy around what I'm talking about being curious on the adventure, surrendering to what is, to just be present to what's right in front of us and to allow life to unfold without having to push and pull and effort so much. And if in some small way, if in some little way, you find that it's a sense of relief for you, that it helps you to not get so caught up and worried about how things are happening, how things are unfolding, what's happening, then I've done my job. So my desire for you this week is let's practice being curious on the adventure, okay? That's our homework, shall we say. That's our home play for this week. Let's all practice just being a little more curious on the adventure and see what unfolds for us. And I'd love to hear from you next week what magic happened by you being curious on the adventure this week. Join us again next week at same time, 12 noon Eastern time on talkradio.nyc. Join us on the Facebook Live on my page, Inspired Thoughts with Sam, or on the Conscious Consultant or on Talk Radio NYC. Tune into the Facebook Live and let me know what unfolded because you were curious. So thank you all for tuning in. Don't forget, later today, starting at 4 p.m., Graham Dobbin and his show, The Mind Behind Leadership, Frank and his show, Frank About Health, and Tommy Tsunami, Johnny Tsunami with his show, Planet Pakalolo, all coming up later today. Thank you all. I will talk to you next week.
Listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Hey everybody, it's Tommy Gee, the Nonprofit Sector Connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on talkradio.nyc.
Hi, I am Joseph Franklin McElroy, host of the new podcast, Wise Content Creates Wealth. It airs on talkradio.nyc every Friday afternoon from 1 p.m. to 2. They say content is king. Well, wise content rules the world. Every episode features tools and tips for content marketing and business people telling the wise content stories of that success. Tune in every Friday from 1 p.m. to 2 on talkradio.nyc.
Hey all you listeners, looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talk Radio NYC with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply send us a message on our website, talkradio.nyc.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods?
I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Howdy, I am Joseph Franklin McElroy, host of the new podcast, Gateway to the Smokies. It airs on talkradio.nyc every Tuesday night from 6 p.m. to 7. Every episode is dedicated to memorable experiences in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park and surrounding areas. This show features experts and locals who will expound upon the richness of culture, history, and adventure that awaits you in the Smokies. Tune in every Tuesday from 6 p.m. to 7 on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.